Today's Wednesday. A lot of people call it hump day. I call it Wednesday.
Guess what day it is? Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local for all of Northern Nevada. Thanks for being here in the second hour of the show, 10 to noon every weekday. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Should candidates who spread misinformation be held accountable? Yes or no? Yesterday's poll question, should employers be allowed to terminate employees that participate in riots that cause injury or property damage to others? 6% said no. What happens when they're off the employer's clock is their own business, not the employer's. We've seen that a lot. People getting fired because of what they post on Facebook, because pretty much everybody else had the yes response. So, what do you think? Be part of today's poll question. Should candidates who spread misinformation be held accountable? Like Jesse Hurley did, he was telling people that Joel Beck dropped out of the Congressional District 2 race against Mark Amaday, and he didn't. Also said that Joel's supporters were going to be supporting him. They aren't. So, just saying. Know who you're voting for. And I'm sure that Joel, listening, will call in and talk about this. But right now, we've got Rebecca Wood, who's on the line. And we have to be aware of everybody that is running, especially for the federal offices from the entire state. So Rebecca is actually running for Congressional District 4. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Monica. I'm really excited to be here.
Rebecca, what does Congressional District 4 actually encompass? What area?
We encompass the southern part of Lyon County, Nye County, Lincoln County, Esmeralda County, Mineral County, White Pines County, and Northern Clark County. There's 7 counties in our district.
Well, and guess what? We go into a number of those counties, so this is very nice to have you on. Rebecca,
well, it's very nice to be on.
Do you have any background in politics? Is this your first run at it?
This is my first run, and I am very proud to say I don't have any background in politics, because I don't believe that that's the way our government should be run. I think we need real people who are in the trenches going in and having term limits working in Congress. It was never meant to be a career, lifelong job. That's not
exactly
the way our founding fathers set it up.
Well, yeah. And that's why, you know, you have to be reelected every 2 years if you want to, you know, stay in that position. So did you sign the recall effort to remove Governor Sisolak?
Not only did I sign it, but my whole team got involved, and we were on working with the committee to recall, and we're hoping to help out with the next one.
So what do you think about elected representatives who don't support issues like that, that the constituents are actually putting out?
I think that that shows you that they do not care about what the people in their areas represent or what they want. The whole job is to represent your district and to focus on what the people want. And that's what they want. And that's why we're on board. Because this is when I talk to, and we talk to our people, and in all the counties, everyone's like, this needs to be done. And you have to listen. You have to listen to the people to represent them.
Exactly. And I think that was a big mistake for, you know, political operatives or whatnot, not listening to the people that they were going to elect Donald Trump. What do you think about the job that he's been doing, and would you support him?
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
I absolutely support him. I think he's doing a great job. I don't think anyone else can bring us back from this economic collapse that the pandemic has caused, and now these riots I think he's the one who can bring us back. I feel like he's in it for the good of America and for the people, not for himself.
Well, at least
he doesn't even take a salary.
At least I don't have to ask you how you felt about the virus. Pretty much answered that for me.
Oh, you know, I understand in the beginning people were scared because we didn't know. And now we have knowledge. But, you know, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't, don't. Don't tell me what I need to do for me. You know, if it makes you feel good, more power to you. If you want a social distance, tell me, I'll stay away from you, you know, but we weren't meant to social distance.
Yeah, we weren't. But we're also, you know, to this point where I didn't want people up on top of me and my business when I'm trying to check out from the grocery store, because it's just common courtesy not to be in other people's space. You don't have to have a mask to do that. So with everything that's going on right now, Rebecca, do you think, as we have a conversation about race and how America, you know, you've got these past politicians coming out and saying that, oh, the racism is systemic and it's all this and we have to do all this. Do you think this is just a ploy, or how would you react to what's going on right now?
I think it's heartbreaking to see our nation going through this. I really do. My son-in-law is law enforcement, so I have a unique perspective. But I can tell you this, there is no one that hates a bad cop more than a good cop.
Yeah.
And I think for us to judge any race, job, religion, people group, because of the few that do the bad, does us all an injustice. Because no community group, racial group, no group is perfect. Religious group, you have your bad apples in them all. And I think that the left is trying to capitalize on this. And we need to, you know, we need to be kind to everyone. We can't just react because there's some bad apples in there, you know?
Exactly. Rebecca, how can people find you? How can they find more about your stance? I mean, we're coming up. We're what, June 3rd right now? We've got until June 9th. How can people get a hold of you to either help your campaign or support you?
They can reach me at RebeccaWood.us. That's our website. They can email me personally at Rebecca@RebeccaWood.us. And they can call me personally, because I feel that you can't represent people unless you listen to them. And my phone number is 702-381-4033.
I love that. Rebecca, one last
question
here. I believe
in being transparent.
One last question here. You know, people say that, oh, if you get elected, you know, freshman, you know, congressman, they can't do anything. But we see the likes of AOC and Ilhan Omar and go in and they just go gangbusters. And what is the first thing that you would fight for the American people if elected?
I believe we need to reform our health care. I think that that's a big issue in our rural counties, getting Obamacare completely repealed, making sure that we have a choice in our health care, making sure that red flag gun laws they're unconstitutional. Our people, especially in our district, don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things I would work on. That's just the top two. You know, we need so many reforms. And
yeah.
I'm not going in this to build a huge political career or run for president. I'm going in this to represent the people. And I'm not afraid to go in and go gangbusters. I'm doing it to protect our freedom, our rights for our future generations. I got grandkids growing up here in this district, and we've got to protect and fight for them and fight for ourselves.
They have to be able to have freedoms to know what they are and not have them removed before they have an opportunity to even learn about them. So, Rebecca, thank you so much for joining me today, and good luck in the race, and get your voice out there, and please don't drink the Kool-Aid if you get elected and head back there.
I've got an accountability team in place that will call me out on a heartbeat, but I don't plan on drinking the Kool-Aid. No, I have lots of people, but you know, I've been here 35 years. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not changing. My beliefs are that represent the people.
All right. What was that website again?
It's Rebecca@RebeccaWood.us. That's my email, and that website's RebeccaWood.us.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca, for your time today running for Congressional District 4, and good luck. We're rooting for you. There are good people out there. There are great people out there. But money gets involved. Power gets involved. I received a very interesting email yesterday after I had been talking about the Caranos and, you know, people that have been in this community for a long time. And it was interesting in the email that I got about the Good Old Boys Club, the club of elites that we have here in Northern Nevada. It's not just Reno. It's not just Washoe County. It's all over Northern Nevada. Your long-standing families that have money and power that will do what needs to be done to keep that money and power. You? You're not really a high priority for them. Except, of course, to continue to spend your money at their facilities, their businesses, their venues. So what do? You remember that no matter how much money they have or influence, it's still your vote. It's still your money of where you choose to spend it. They can't change that. And you have a responsibility not only to yourself and your family, but your neighbors as well, to turn this community around and make it better for everyone. Not placate the criminals. Not enforce the law. No matter how small those laws may be. The law is the law. If this is the way that we're going to handle things, why do we even have a mayor? Why do we even have a city council? And of course, that council getting even further away from you with all the community activists, the community organizations, the cooperatives that are now starting to keep you even further away. If you don't do something about it now with your vote, and man, I hope you didn't early vote, because you never know when something's going to come up. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Be getting to your emails and your text in just a few moments. Talk and text line 884-9910, and getting lots and lots of texts right now. Is the curfew reversed? What's happening? It's been modified. So have not heard for Washoe County yet, but Mayor Sheevy and I don't know what Jason's doing, if he's running the cops or if Robinson is or whatever, but they're limiting it to large gatherings of 50 people or more that the curfew is going to affect. So if you're just going down to a restaurant, I don't know, call the restaurant ahead of time. Do you really want to put yourself in that place, in that position? Because as things have been going, the rioters aren't going to be quelled. So do you want to put yourself in danger? I encourage you to open carry if you do. Just saying. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kevin this morning. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for calling the show. You want to talk about the casinos?
Yeah, I guess you just explained part of what I was going to ask about. That means that the casinos can remain open 24/7?
I don't know if they'll do it 24/7, but yeah, the casinos are opening up.
But then with the modified curfew, it sounds as though they can only have 50 people in their casino at a time.
Well, no, public gathering. So if you are in a group of 50, then I guess they're going to try and break you up. But if you're sitting in a casino that's full of people, nothing's going to happen there.
Do you think that the heavy-duty casino owners that you speak of now and then had anything to do with Sheeby reversing herself or modifying this curfew?
I'm sure somebody told her that that wasn't a good idea. I don't know. I mean, you have to remember the downtown casinos. There's only Harrah's and Eldorado and Eldorado's Silver Legacy and Circus. They're all controlled by the same family, which happened to have a lot of influence with Sheeby. So I would say, yeah, probably.
Yeah, you would think so because, I mean, Thursday they're supposed to open and then it just made no sense that they were going to have everybody close at 7 o'clock because that's when a lot of people would go to the casino.
Yeah, especially when, you know, the real professionals, BLM and Antifa, they schedule for the weekends, you know, not during the week. So
I wish the governor and the mayor and these people would be a little more clear on just what they're trying to do. It's just crazy. They're so limited. I guess they're scared to say what they really want to do, but it's crazy.
Again, Kevin, it goes back to what I was saying earlier with the information that I received from sources that I have, that there's no plan in place. And that's why they keep going back and forth. They have no plan, so they just kind of ride it out. And the public is who gets the brunt of it all. So, Kevin, thank you so much for the call. I got to go on to the next caller. Joel Beck joining me right now. Thank you, Joel, for calling in. And you're the subject of today's poll question. Should people who spread misinformation about political candidates be held accountable? How are you doing today? Joel, we can't hear you for some reason. So we've been having some issues with our phones. Joel, do you have your phone on mute?
Nope,
I guess. So we've lost Joel. But going back to a few of the texts that I've been getting, California Sheeby, well, yeah, that's, yeah. Should we, the public, check the downtown bushes? That's a good question. You should. You should. We as the public, if you are really a peaceful protester, if you were really doing this for George Floyd, well, first off, as the protests start, you wouldn't be waving Mexican flags. Just saying. We have video of that. You wouldn't be doing that. But if you are a law-abiding citizen and support people's rights to go and do this, look around. Look for rocks piled up. Look for bricks. Look for bottles of water that may be accelerant. Look for baseball bats, crowbars. Grab a bag and just pick them up. And then hand them to the nearest law enforcement officer. And say, hey, I found all this garbage from the people who are garbage, who are trying to destroy what we have built as a community. People from out of town and locals. Because if you don't think that we don't have Antifa here, if you think we don't have BLM here, if you think that we don't have MS-13 here, which is also getting involved, then you need to either crawl back into your rock or pull your head out. Because the criminal element is here. The domestic terrorist element is here. And our law enforcement has been told to stand down. They've been told to stand down all across the country. And why is that? Because the liberals want to see the violence. They want you to see the violence so they can pin it on someone else. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 991fmtalk.com, that's our website. Answer today's poll question. Do you think that candidates who spread misinformation be held accountable? Yesterday's poll question, should employers be allowed to terminate employees that practice in or participate in riots and cause injury or property damage to others? Should they be protected? 6% said no. What happens when you're off the employer's clock is their business, not the employer's. Everybody else, different forms of hell yes. Lack of discipline in public schools and universities, they're pushing their commie ideals. Surprise! 2% said if it's in the company's policy book. A lot of people do have this in their policy book. It's called a morals clause. Morals. Imagine that. Got a text here. Good morning, Monica. I'm so sad. It's almost overwhelming. We're just not economically bankrupt. We're exhibiting moral bankruptcy as well. I'm so sad we are so lazy. I don't know if it's that, you know, not everybody is lazy. But there are too many people who just want to let the elected representatives take care of it. And you can't do that. You can't do that. We all have to be watchdogs now. We all have our cell phones, our cameras. And that's how you learn the real truth. A picture is worth a thousand words, but a video is worth a hell of a lot more. Media. Mainstream media showing a photo of an officer taking down with force a man in a riot. Really made the officer look bad because they just called the person a protester. But in the video that you see, this so-called protester came at the officer full force, knocked him against his car, knocked his head against his vehicle, and he collapsed on the ground. To get back up and then try to restrain this person. So who's at fault here? Let's go to the phone lines and check in with the man who's running for Congressional District 2 against Mark Amaday. That is Joel Beck. Joel, thank you so much for joining us right now. What do you think about what's going on?
Oh, I'm upset. I'm not calling in as a candidate today. I'm calling in as an angry American. I'm frustrated that people in positions of power don't have the ability to think or think logically. We're using clumsy, blunt force to address an issue that at least you and me can be resolved quickly and inexpensively. We have to use the right tool for the job, and we're using a club to fix something that requires a scalpel.
Yeah, and they're not even using clubs, actually. That's, you know, they've been told not to hurt the protesters from the mayor's office. So, you know, Joel, where are all the voices of the elected representatives? I'm not seeing a whole lot of them come out and say anything about what's going on.
Oh, no, no. You don't want to risk offending somebody in all this world of political correctness, which I don't agree with, that's going on. I don't know if they're hiding under their beds because of BLM, Antifa, or this phony virus event that they're hyping up so that they can get all the money that they're looking for. But think about this. Think of all the escalating costs and loss of life with people getting hit by rocks and all of that kind of stuff. The property destruction, loss of revenue and business because businesses are closed, and police overtime. This is really expensive when we can find out what the situation is. These trucks that delivered the bricks, these trucks that delivered the rocks, who's delivering the pizzas? We can find out who the people are behind this by following the money, and they're not doing that.
Yeah, they are starting to do that a little bit on the national level, but I don't believe anybody's looking into that on the local level. They're not even in scanning the, if you know people are delivering bricks, why isn't there a city truck down in these areas going around and picking them up and removing them from the situation? They're not even, because they don't have a plan in place, they're not even using their heads for the simplest solutions, all in the guise of safety. Well, we don't want any city workers to get hurt. We don't want any firemen to get hurt. No, you just want everything else in the community to get hurt.
Right. Well, those trucks had to have been picked up on somebody's surveillance camera somewhere. So you just find out whose truck that was. Go back and find out who placed the order for those bricks or rocks or whatever. And then the situation is over in a matter of hours rather than days.
Exactly. So, Joel, I have to go on to the next caller, but thank you so much for calling. And remember, Joel Beck is still in the race for CD2. That you don't even have to give yourself a plug there. I'll do it for you, Joel. Let's move on to Vance. Vance, what did you want to expand on one of my ideas?
Yes, ma'am. You said for us to help the police look for some of this, shall we say, weaponry? Mm-hmm. That's what it's being turned into. The bushes, the rocks, any nooks and crannies downtown. I'm volunteering. However, there is a caveat if I volunteer to protect my rear end. No, and also that. While we're looking, have the cops down there. All right? And that way, if we find this stuff, we don't just pick it up and hand it to and bring it to them, say like at the police station or anything like that. We have them right there. Okay? Mm-hmm. But the caveat I was going to bring up is if I volunteer, I'm putting myself in danger a little bit, because you can bet the Antifa and the BLM people will have sentries posted.
Oh, yeah, okay. They always do. Yeah, there are people out there watching.
If I volunteer to go down there, and I'm going to let the police know this, and hopefully they will be there watching this, but I will have my AR with me. If they say, don't bring your AR, that's off. You can do it yourself.
Yeah, because you have to be able to protect yourself. And I'm sorry, but it's a right to carry state.
And also, I'm volunteering. And you said that they plan their little gig for Sunday in the p.m., 7 to 9 p.m.?
No, it's okay. It's scheduled for, let's see, the 7th. Yeah, it's scheduled for 5 to 9 on Sunday.
All right. How about a few thousand other people like me get down there helping the cops with several officers in tow, to find this stuff, if it is there.
Sounds good to me.
I'll be down there. Sounds good to me. I'll be down there probably about 1 or 2 in the afternoon, and hopefully I'll have to have a police officer or two in tow, because I will be calling them.
All right. Vance, thank you so much for your service in the military, and thank you for your service in protecting your community as we continue on. Thanks, Vance. So remember, this is going to affect everybody, because you're going to see in higher insurance rates for businesses. You know, a broken window actually costs a lot of money. People think, oh, well, they just broke windows. They just spray painted things. And then, of course, they showed the community coming together with the people that were down there scrubbing off the graffiti, sweeping up the glass. What a bunch of BS. Those people shouldn't have to be down there doing that. It never should have been there in the first place. BLM and Antifa are going around to all of the different communities. Here we are on Wednesday. They were in Fernley last night. Where are they going to be tonight? Please, if you know, get it out on social media. Here's something that I would like to just give a quick mention to on their little invitation. Oh, the murder charge against Derek Chauvin has now been upgraded to second degree. And the other three cops charged with aiding and abetting for the murder of one man. Now, this little peace vigil, which is just a bunch of BS, join BLM Reno Sparks in a tribute to those who recently lost their lives to racism and police brutality. You mean the black cop? The 77-year-old black cop who was retired, who was protecting a friend's business, who was shot in the chest? You mean the cop in Las Vegas that was shot in the back of the head? Huh. By rioters? By protesters? And yet Governor Sisolak and Mayor Sheehy just stand around. Let's go back to the phone lines quickly and check in with Caleb, who wants to talk about the casinos. Hello, Caleb.
Oh, this is Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike. I'm sorry, it says Caleb hi on the screen.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about the casinos. In the old days, when Reno was built on a 52-card deck, and you had a good chance of winning poker and so on and so forth, and if you cheated, you got in trouble. Well, gaming now doesn't really care about us. They care about the casinos and how to back them up and make the odds almost impossible. And they don't even control the odds anymore. When they used to say, oh, these machines have 98%, these have 92%. Like the lotto, everything else we invest in is gambling, or whatever you call it, investment in the town. Now we've lost complete control as gaming, as gamblers, to even have a chance. And I think that the end result of this should be that every machine that's an honest poker, at least poker machines, have built-in odds on a digital display for each player to see.
Yeah, I think the odds are on there, but they're confusing. Aren't they on the front of the machines of, you know, that's how much you win. Never mind. I haven't played in one of the casinos in so long. It's just literally, you might as well just flush your money down the toilet. I know everybody loves their chance at winning.
If someone would want to run for office and stand up against the casino and just bring it back to a level, fair playing field where you get a 52-card deck, the machine doesn't see how many people are sitting at the table, how much each one is betting, and give us whatever they want to out of the computer, which has there's nothing to protect us, really. And, you know, we go there for a good time and have cocktails and expect a 52-hand.
Well, it goes further than that, Mike, because even for a lot of people who win jackpots, a lot of those jackpots are contested. You know, this one's just up a little bit. You didn't actually win. So, you know, just give me a good old fashioned deck of cards.
Yeah, of course, they're taxed down too. You know, there's no oversight on the casinos and their odds anymore. It's just they say gambling is, well, you know, if they cheat too much, then we'll go. And if they don't cheat enough, then they won't make money. So that's the only regulation. And I just don't buy that. There's enough people that are first timers and stuff, people in retirement funds and stuff, just losing everything. It's pretty, you know, I haven't lost, but I see people doing it. I mean, I lose a little bit, but.
Yeah, no. You know, Mike, thank you so much for your call, because you bring up a great point, because we are so dependent on gaming in this state. We have to get away from that dependency. And when you look at regulatory boards, whether it be the board of the barbers or the cosmetology board or the, you know, all the different groups out there that are supposed to monitor their professions, those things are so corrupt, it's pathetic. People make deals for their friends. They let their friends slide. It goes all the way up the food chain, people, and all the way down. And until we start voting people in that have your best interest at heart and not the developers, not the casinos, not the big corporations here, even energy, nothing's going to change. So make sure you vote. And make sure you vote responsibly. Because the liberals, the left, they're giving us all away. We'll be back after this to wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk. There is
a house. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Governor Sisolak played to protesters by attacking Trump. Those protesters that shot a cop in the back of the head, fighting for his life. As I receive this text, please stop encouraging people to grab their weapons and attempt taking weapons from a terrorist organization. This is going to get people killed on both sides and only further escalate a bad situation. I am a veteran and an adamant supporter of the Second Amendment. Open carry and concealed carry, and believe people should protect themselves, but this is clearly going to instigate further violence and put good-meaning people in harm's way. No signature, so whoever sent this to me. I'm not encouraging people to go out and doing this, but I am supporting people's rights to do it. And other groups are doing this across the country, protecting their neighborhoods, protecting their neighbors. And the cowards that participate in these organizations have been just walking on by because they know that law-abiding citizens are not going to take their crap anymore. And I would rather see my neighbors protecting themselves than our military being drawn on to the streets of this city, this county, this country. Antifa has a long history. BLM, not so much. But they're here. And let me tell you, I hate to drop this truth on you, but it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you come from, the color of your skin, the religion you choose to worship, the gender you choose to be, there will always be hate and evil in men's hearts. Because there is evil in this world. And if you think you can protest it away, if you think you can will it away, then you are part of the problem. If you support this so-called peaceful protests of BLM, of people carrying signs that say, kill all white babies, where is the true racism? It's not racism that is fueling this just this massive load that we are being placed upon. Because that's what it is. It's just a load of holding my tongue. It is people pitting us against each other. And people are just playing into it and being used. It's the Monica Jay Show. Tomorrow.